Good morning, friend and fellow sower. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Welt, and this is your wake-up call. We're in our series, continuing all the things, everyday ministry in the power of the Spirit. And I woke up this morning with a Christmas carol in my mind. It's a little early for that in June. But it was just this lyric, this line, "Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." And I began to think about that in our series. This is about Jesus bringing light and life to all. He rises with healing in his wings, and he does it often through his church, moving in kingdom ministry, saying yes to his Spirit, guiding us, leading us, giving us the words to speak, orchestrating moments that we could not have orchestrated otherwise, giving us insights and moments of revelation and clarity and discernment that lead to moments where someone's eyes are open, their heart is awakened to the love of God for them. So we're continuing in that today. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, "The Kingdom of God Has Come and is Coming." And our passage for today is from Matthew 6, verses 9 to 10. Hear the word of the Lord. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The word of the Lord. Consider this. The man cutting my hair in the salon was getting ready to begin. His co-workers were busy in the small space attending to their customers. Then he blurted out, without being prompted, "Hey, what do you think of Nostradamus?" Now, he had no idea I was a pastor or that I even knew anything about Nostradamus, but he assumed I might know something about this strange historic figure. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me immediately, and it was just a quiet voice in my heart. "Don't get caught up in the question. Begin talking about me." I moved the topic quickly to Jesus. I kind of fumbled through it, but I got there, and I ended up sharing the gospel with him as he did my hair. And when I went up front to pay my bill, he said to me with tears in his eyes, "Thank you. That really helped me." Then two of his co-workers came up behind him. We were listening too. "What you said touched our hearts." Well, after I left, sitting behind the steering wheel in my car, I was filled with a compassion beyond myself, like I was feeling God's heart break open inside me. I interceded for their staff for 15 minutes before driving away. Today, you and I will be a sign that the kingdom of God has come to everyone we meet. That is surely part of what Matthew 6, verses 9 to 10, the rabbinical prayer of Jesus, must have meant to the early disciples. Your kingdom come around, in, and through us. The message of the kingdom is the message that the new creation is real and crystallizing in the present moment. And when a sign or a wonder occurs, a word of revelation, something is spoken to us that is for that moment, it's a taste of the way all will be one day when the new creation comes and every knee has bowed to Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If we get the message of the kingdom of God right, mysterious as it is, we will begin to see the life and ministry of Jesus, and our life and ministry as followers of the way of Jesus in an entirely new light. So let's review what we've learned about the kingdom of God so far. The kingdom of God is the presence of God's future. It's embodied in the person and life of Jesus. Jesus preached the message of the kingdom. He confirmed that message with signs and wonders following. Each miracle said, God is real. God loves you. There is hope for you and this tired world trying to be its own Messiah. God is with us. Jesus then commissioned his disciples, and we're getting to this, to do what he did and teach what he taught as witnesses of his glory and as those who make disciples in every nation, tribe, and tongue. The kingdom of God is both now and not yet. We see people healed, and at other times we don't. We have a theology of miracles and transformation, and we have a theology of suffering and perseverance. The world is not as it should be or will be one day. But in moments when the kingdom seems to break in, we see that God is with us in this time of waiting for all things to be made new. We live between the times, between the first and second coming of the Messiah. And as we live in this tension, God's kingdom is breaking in. His ministry is being expressed through the body of Christ, in whom he abides and we abide in him. You and I, we are people of the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God. We've also learned that the body of Christ is not the kingdom of God. The church is not the kingdom of God. We are those through whom God's kingdom comes, is expressed by the power of the Spirit of Jesus living in and through us. This is not about our ministries. This is not about what you or I can do. It's about what Jesus does through us in his way and for his purposes. We move in resilient love, in gifts of grace and power, in unrelenting humility, gentleness, forgiveness. We are a people of the presence of God's future. And in this world, we shine like stars, brothers and sisters. Philippians 2:15, we shine like stars with that future light burning in our hearts, shining in our eyes. So if we have a kingdom question, may I pray for you? We also have a kingdom traveling prayer that should always be in our hearts. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So whether you're in a salon today or you're on our street, my street, your street, let your kingdom come. Your will be done, Lord Jesus, through us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, let your kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, come in my life and through me in the lives of others today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So here are today's prompts. This prayer is the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. So if we're going to be about all the things ministry with Jesus, this prayer needs to become second nature to us, just always stirring deep within our spirits. So read through this prayer a few times, using some of the fresh language we've been learning together about the kingdom of God. Rewrite the prayer, but shape it with your own words. So we have the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, but now you're going to begin to make it your own and add things to it that simply are for your own benefit, that give you a deeper understanding of what you are praying. And that's going to be a working prayer for you and a way of thinking about the Lord's Prayer as you pray it. So today's activation. Today, let the prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done, be the go-to prayer you carry in your heart. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We can do it in those short phrases. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That's seven words. Let that be the go-to prayer you carry in your heart. Pray it silently as you talk to your neighbor or your coworker or a family member. Pray it as you text with a child, whether that child loves Jesus or is somewhere on their journey or is a prodigal, pray it for them. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Pray it as you scroll through the news events of the day. In fact, I'd encourage you, if you're watching TV and watching the news, don't let 5 minutes of that news go by without pausing and saying, your kingdom come, your will be done. Reorient to our true center, or the world will happily drag us into all its narratives and all its stories. Your narrative, my narrative today, is a kingdom narrative. Jesus is here. His kingdom is moving. It's within everyone's reach. He wants to heal, deliver, set people free, love them into wholeness and fullness of life. He wants to fill them with the Spirit. He wants to make them part of the kingdom of priests, the holy nation, covenant people who have said yes to him, people who are healed from shame, who are given hope in their most dire circumstances, who see that God is with them and loves them. That's his design, and that is his desire. That's the real news. That's the good news today. And so we don't just doom scroll and watch things and just take it all in willy-nilly and expect to hear the voice of God. John Wimber once said to us all, he said, you can't watch TV all day long and expect to hear God's voice. And I've found that to be true in my own experience. I can't inundate myself with the world's media and expect to discern the small voice of the Spirit saying, here, now, go over to that person and just give them a word of encouragement. Or I want you to, the next time this waiter comes up, I want you to ask them if there's anything you could pray for them for. Or you're at the grocery store and you're going up to the clerk and you see that maybe their countenance is a bit down. And you say, hey, how's your day going? Maybe there's no one around. How's your day going? May I pray for you? And then take a moment and pray for them. Or walk away and let them know you prayed for them. Then when you see them again, tell them I prayed for you. How are you doing? There are so many ways the Spirit speaks through us. Let's just begin to lean in, take the next step. As you pray this prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it's being done in heaven, you know that's what's next. Then write, your kingdom come, your will be done, this seven-word kingdom traveling prayer on a small note card, and I'd like to invite you to place it in a visible spot in your car. It's our kingdom prayer for the rest of our journey. And then I'm going to invite you to something else. We have a Wake Up Call Facebook page. You can search it and find it. You can join there. I'd invite us to post pictures of our kingdom traveling prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on that little card wherever you keep it. Maybe it's a picture in your car. Maybe it's sitting on your desk. Wherever it is, post pictures of that. We would love to see it. And all along the journey, I'm going to keep reminding us of this. At seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories, we are collecting your stories of moments where you prayed for someone, where you said, may I pray for you? Or maybe something else happened, a circumstance, you saw God do something. We would love to hear what your Holy Spirit story is. And there are some details there as to what to say and how to do it that will, I think, be helpful to you. All right, here we are again, John David.
I'm back.
You're back.
Anybody noticing a pattern here, guys? It's right. Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, to be exact.
You know what? I just had an idea. We should have like T.O. the shirt. I'm again, guys, I'm wearing my Today shirt because it is today again. But like, what if it was T-O-O-S-D-A-Y? Tuesday. It's today, Tuesday. Okay, maybe that might not catch on.
Well,
what are we talking about today, Dan? I've listened to the entry. It's so good.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God has come.
And is coming.
So
we've been talking about the kingdom of God, and kind of this summarizes it and gets us into our kingdom traveling prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about.
Now, I noticed first off, Dan, you're going to a salon. I go to a barber shop. Okay, I'm not on your level.
I'm back to a barber shop now, but
and you got better time. Hair than I got. Okay, but well, everybody already knew that.
Let's not talk about.
What that. I love is that Jesus was talking to you in the barber shop, and this is something that I want for people to wake up to. That abiding, you know, Jesus, go back to John 15, abide in me and I will abide in you. This is going to be a persistent theme through this series. Abiding is like a conversation that's unfolding all the time between you and Jesus, between me and Jesus when we're together, between us and Jesus.
Yeah.
He's like telling us things. Now, how do we help people? They get caught up. They're like, well, is that me talking or is that Jesus talking?
Yep. And we're going to explore that more, how we discern between our voice, the Holy Spirit's voice, what it means, what we do every day, JD, in this consecration moment that we share.
Yes.
In this meeting with Jesus each day, is we actually are opening up. It's like opening a radar. If you've ever seen a radar kind of open and pivot, we're actually saying, not my will, your will be done, not just my thoughts here. I want to perceive what you're doing and join you in it. And then we're realizing, and that kind of brings us to today's entry, that we're people of the new creation. We're people where heaven and earth meet.
Yep.
Royal priesthood, holy nation.
Yep.
So we actually have the mind of Christ. We're not getting it. It's not that we might get it. You've talked about this. We have it. And now it's about consecration, openness, hearts clean before the Lord. We're honest. We're listening. We're open.
It's faith.
It's faith. Yeah.
Because faith is like, let's go. Let's go step out on and it's like what we're saying in consecration essentially is like, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. You're driving today. I'm riding.
Yeah.
And you know, let's go do this day. I was in the post office the other day, just down the street from here, the Seat House in Gillette, and Samantha is my postmaster. And I was just getting a package and I walked out. And I just sensed the whisper of Jesus. He said, go back in there and ask her how she's doing. And I'm like, oh, no, Jesus, I got stuff to do. Like,
yeah.
I live in Gillette. I mean, we're busy around here. And I kept walking. And he said, go back. It's just like I knew. Go back in there and ask her how she's doing. And sure enough, I'm like, okay. I turned around. I went back in the post office, and she was sitting there. She was only one there. And, you know, I said, Samantha, how you doing? Tell me about it. And I'm like, wow, she wanted to talk. And she just started telling me things I didn't know. I mean, good things. Like, I was thinking that she needed a pastor. And do you know what I learned? She said to me in there, she said, I'm an ordained pastor.
Wow.
I'm like, I didn't know that. Wow. Praise God. And she said, I'm just looking for like learning. I'm looking for places where I can learn. I'm like, I'm your guy. We've got a little seminary basically here called Seedbed. That's what the word means, seminary. And I got to tell her about the wake-up call, and I got to tell her about Dan Wilt and all the things. And so there it was, everyday life. And this whole thing you're saying, the prayer, your kingdom come, your kingdom come. That's Jesus. That's his very first prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What he's saying is, Father, take the wheel. And then he says, your kingdom come. Your will be done. That's just saying, he's saying, let's do the things. Let's do them today.
That's it. That's it. It's a good word. Get us moving into today. Well, let's move to singing. And thanks again, JD, for jumping in here.
My pleasure.
So as we move now into our day, we're going to sing a worship song. I said that every other day or so, I'm going to lead us in a worship chorus. And I often love to just lift out the chorus from songs. So we're going to sing You Reign Above It All, and we're just going to repeat the chorus through about three times, worship with it, and then we'll head out into the fields today. You reign above it all, you reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name. Jesus, you reign, 'cause there is no higher name. Jesus, you reign, oh, there is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all. Jesus, you reign above it all, and you are the one who rules and reigns in our hearts. Your kingdom is here. You are on the move. We are the people of your kingdom, and so today, we step forward into your world with you, the world you love so much. And we say, let us be vessels of your love, moving in your gentleness, your humility, your goodness, your kindness, also in your unconditional love and your incisive power that takes us into situations we couldn't orchestrate ourselves and gives us clarity as to how to love someone in your name in that moment. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend. Well, let's get our seeds together and we head out into the fields. I will see you on the field for the awakening. I'm Dan Wells.